Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks. I'm Chip McCabe, and as we do now every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and soon once again in the Cygnus Radio Archives, bringing you the best in all things Americana-ish. And after our two-month hiatus, we are back in the saddle, and I could not be more excited. I hope you missed me as much as I missed you, or at least the music. You don't have to miss me. I hope you missed the music. That right there, starting us off, is a phenomenal artist by the name of Charlotte Roth and her band The Big Drama, doing a live version of a track called Haunted that originally appeared on an album from 2022, but there's a brand new video out of this band performing that tune, and it's pretty fantastic. You can, of course, find it on the YouTubes. Starting the show with Charlotte Roth, because one of the reasons I took a two-month hiatus was I manage a little shindig called the Glastonbury Apple Harvest Festival, and Charlotte Roth put on one of my favorite sets of the entire weekend. She just crushed it as a solo performer. Maybe we'll see her back on those stages as a full band at some point. But we have a lot of new music to play for you this week. One very, very, very important birthday, and then I would be remiss not to mention a passing that happened over the last 2 months that was pulling at my heartstrings a little bit because it was a guy I grew up listening to. But let's start with the new stuff. We're gonna, and it's a lot of new stuff. Listen, it is my cross to bear, my burden, that I have so much new stuff I have to listen to play for you guys. I'll do it, though. I promise. But let's go back to Connecticut here. In fact, this entire block is going to be Connecticut artists who have all put out new music, including another one of my favorite acts from the Glastonbury Apple Harvest and Music Festival. Somebody had to start off the whole festival, and we could not have started off the festival with a better band than the Moonrise Cartel. They have a brand new single out. This one's called Set to Stun. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
There's something on your mind. Lipstick painted, candy coated eyes. You got my mind blown. I can't shake. You got my mind blown, down, down, I can't take. Set to stun,
we'll get spun.
Turn the world on,
ooh,
all we are is all. Just begun.
a shame they ever said our love was wrong. How could they snuff the flame burning for so long? It's not easy to forget you when we ride the same bus line. So on your lunch break, can I meet you and say goodbye one more time? It's hard to be, hard to be, hard to be strangers. It's hard to be, oh, hard to be, hard to be strangers.
Paid for it. I don't wanna pay for it. gotta zero out that balance sheet. You cannot hide. Oh, Henry, you were wise. Oh, Henry, you're my guy. I'm getting lost among the trees. I've been moving for a decade. My dreams are all I have to show. Always trying to live my way. My plan's the only way I know. Well, the burden is heavy, but I can't put it down. I haven't come this far just to be turned around. Well, I'm still riding high, and I'm not coming down. I haven't come this far just to be turned around. I've been driving on this highway. You've been talking in your sleep. It's hard to keep my eyes open. It's hard to find some inner peace. There's no sense in turning back now. Every day another door is closed. Look at us, we made it this far. A little further down the road. Well, the burden is heavy, but I can't put it down. I haven't come this far just to be turned around. Well, I'm still riding high, and I'm not coming down. I haven't come this far just to be turned around. We all know what it feels like, the struggle and the pain. We keep on looking for the answers in the never-ending game. So go on and find the good things, the things that make you feel alive. Go on and sing a little louder, put the engine in the drive. Well, the burden's heavy, but I can't put it down. I haven't come this far just to be turned around. Well, I'm still riding high, and I'm not coming down. I haven't come this far just to be turned around. Well, my feet touch the asphalt, but I can't hear a sound. I haven't come this far just to be turned around. I haven't come this far. I haven't come this far. I haven't come this far just to be turned around.
Side of the tracks, and there you go, four artists with new music from my backyard here in Connecticut. And that right there is the Meadows Brothers doing a track on I Haven't Come This Far. That's one of a couple singles they've released that you can find on various streaming services, and that I believe is precluding a full-length album that is on the way. When I have more information, I will share it, and I will play lots of music off of it, because the Meadows Brothers are phenomenal. And I've been waiting a couple years now for a new record, and I'm very excited that we're going to get one hopefully soon. Before that, Still Rivers doing a track called Oh Henry, and that comes off of their new album, Our Little Life. which just released on October 4th. You can find that at stillrivers.bandcamp.com. Before that, we gave you an artist by the name of Gingerbug. Now, I'm pretty sure if you go back maybe like 5, 7, 10 years ago, there was an artist, a solo performer, who was calling herself Gingerbug. This is not her. Gingerbug out of Ellington, Connecticut. And they have a new record out called My Magnolia, which just dropped also on October 4th. And you can find that at gingerbug.bandcamp.com. And starting off the block, the Moonrise Cartel, who again just absolutely blew everybody's doors off opening up the Glastonbury Apple Harvest and Music Festival a couple weeks back. And I cannot wait to see them on stage again some point in the near future. You can find more about their new single, Set to Stun, at themoonrisecartel.com. All right, so we've got one more new act here from Connecticut, and then we're going to branch out a little bit. This is another artist who played in Glastonbury for us, but she's got a new record coming out that's one of my most anticipated albums of the year, and I'm very, very excited to be playing this first single off of it. I'll tell you more about her album release show that's coming up in a couple weeks. This is Riley Cotton. It's the lead single off her new record, Falling of the Fervor. This one is called Free Man in Utah. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
He was a salesman, son of a drifter, carrying his guitar around. He wrote songs, but never played them for anyone less than an adoring crowd. He was restless, dreamed of pastures, nights when he seldom slept, and in the morning when he wakes up, rehearses excuses and sets out again. I've got more. Cut saw and the dynamite. These hills ain't what they used to be. The wolves don't howl here anymore. The rivers have been dammed and they blew the mountains in. I can't recall what was here before. Still we're wanting more. Wind blows in the pond of rose. Like a song when I close my eyes. Memories go drifting by and I'm gone into the wild. Childhood melodies sky. But times ain't like they used to be. The wilderness is hard to find at all. Magic slipped away and the fire's starting May, making way for another shopping mall. Still we want it all. Song when I close my eyes, memories go drifting by, and I'm gone into the wild. Can we ask for more? Wind blows in the ponderosa pines, like a song when I close my eyes. Memories go drifting by and I'm gone. I'm gone. The wild.
die, and they lay me down. I hope they drop a casket and my body rolls on out. When they scoop me up and put me back in, I hope it's on my side, that's how I like to sleep in my bed. And oh no, don't you cry, life was worth living, well I did it, didn't I? I could only get so much time, so don't focus on the wrongs I never got right. I hope it's you who's on my mind when I die. Cut me in half, 'cause funerals cost a lot. Let my family split the bill and put me in a to-go box. So plant some flowers on that 20 square feet. It'll look like my album cover, that'd be pretty damn sweet. And when I'm in the ground, if I hear you talking shit, I hope I get the chance to be a ghost to scare your kids. 'Cause oh no, don't you cry, life was worth living, well I did it, didn't I? I can only get so much time, so don't focus on the wrongs I never got right. I hope it's you who's on my mind when I die. When I die, oh, when I die, oh, when I die. Die, I'm the one that paid the price. 'Cause you're moving on while I'm in the afterlife. And oh no, don't you cry, life is worth living, well I did it, didn't I? I can only get so much time, so don't focus on the wrongs I never got right. If there's one thing I'm scared to leave behind, it's you laying right there by my side. When I die, oh, when I die, when I die, oh, when I die.
Night would never hold a mystery. If my eyes were blind, I'd hold your features fast within my memory, within my mind, if my eyes were blind. Should my voice grow weak, only you could hear the voice inside me. Should my voice grow weak, but never with a word would I deny thee. I would not speak, should my voice grow weak. my mind go dim.
When my youth is gone, in my eyes you shall remain a beauty. And when my youth is gone, in my ears I'll hear you singing sweetly, the sweetest song. When my youth is gone, should my mind grow dim? Should my voice grow weak? If my eyes go blind.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and there you go. That is some more brand new music that has just been released, including that right there, the Steel Drivers, doing a track called If My Eyes Were Blind. That comes off a new compilation record that New West Records just put out called Can't Steal My Fire, The Songs of David Olney. And David Olney was a prolific folk musician, put out something like 20-some-odd solo records, and that was after he had been in a couple bands. And David Olney passed away on stage in 2020, January of 2020. And I know a lot of musicians claim they'd like to go out that way. I don't know if they actually would, but this compilation album to David Olney just came out October 18th, again through East West Records. Steve Earle, Lucinda Williams. There's a ton of great artists on this, and of course we played you the track from the Steel Drivers. Before that, we gave you a track from an artist that I'm really digging, this new record, Wyatt Flores, doing a track called When I Die, and he's got a new record that is out called Welcome to the Plains. And you can find more about that at WyattFloresMusic.com. Before that, an artist we've played on this show a bunch, Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway, they've got a new EP out called Into the Wild. And we gave you the title track off of that EP, which dropped back on September 20th. And you can find more at MollyTuttle.bandcamp.com. And starting off the block, Riley Cotton from my home state of Connecticut. Got a new album coming out called Falling of the Fervor, and I cannot wait for everyone to hear this. We gave you the lead single, Free Man in Utah, which is just one of my favorite songs of the year so far. Now, if you're in the greater Hartford area, or really Connecticut in general, it's a small state, you can travel, you should come out to the Riley Cotton Record Release Show Friday, November 15th, and that's at New Park Brewing in West Hartford, Connecticut. Got a couple great openers, including Tessa Brown, who we've played on this show multiple times. So that's a Riley Cotton Record Release Show. We'll talk more about it in the next week or two, Friday, November 15th. All right, so I mentioned at the top of the show that we've got a birthday to celebrate, and it's a big one in my mind. One of my favorite artists, Gram Parsons, born November 5th, 1946. If you've listened to this show even once, you probably know how much of a fan of Gram Parsons I am. I think he's one of the most important figures in the history of country music, period. Country music. Notice I said that, because a lot of people thought he wasn't. But he was. He was. So let's go now through a little chronological history of some songs that Gram Parsons has written, including some of the bands he's performed in. Let's first go back to August of 1968, one of the greatest country records of all time, is Sweetheart of the Rodeo by the Byrds. Here's a song co-written by Gram Parsons. This is Hickory Wind. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
In South Carolina, many tall pines. I remember the oak tree that we used to climb. But now
I did. it don't ever pass the way I feel. You went away a long time ago, and why you left I never knew. The lonely days and lonely nights, I guess the world knows I ain't feeling right. And when you're gone, the hours pass so slow. Baby, since you walked out of my life, I've never felt so low. Can't help but wonder why you had to go. There are many girls, but I can't say. They come and go, but still I feel this way. And ever since the day you said goodbye, no one treats me like you used to.
that's one of those songs right there. That's one of those songs you just wish they let it play out. Stop. Don't fade it. Let it play out. Emmylou Harris, Luxury Liner. Title track off of her 1976 album. Song written by Graham Parsons. One of a couple songs on that record written by Graham Parsons, a guy that she, of course, wrote music with and toured with and played in his band before she broke big herself with her own hot band. And Emmylou Harris, one of the best. Before that, we gave you the man himself, Graham Parsons, off of his GP album, his debut solo album from January of 1973. Still Feeling Blue was the name of that tune, a Graham Parsons original. Before that, we gave you the Flying Burrito Brothers, one of the bands that Graham Parsons is best known for, from their second album, Burrito Deluxe, released in April of 1970. We gave you the track Lazy Days, which was a song co-written by Graham Parsons. Or excuse me, Graham Parsons, he wrote that one himself. He co-wrote Hickory Wind, which appeared on Sweetheart of the Rodeo album by The Byrds in 1968. And one of my favorite songs on that album, co-written by Bob Buchanan and Graham Parsons. It's one of three songs that he does lead vocals on that record. So there you go. Listen, it doesn't matter what kind of BS happens on November 5th this year, we're always going to have Graham Parsons and his music. So there you go. So I mentioned at the top of the show, first I have to say, we're going to finish it off the way we always do with Mr. Willie Nelson as a tribute to my all-time favorite musician. That hasn't changed in my hiatus. But what has changed is that the world is now without one of the greatest country songwriters of all time, and that would be Kris Kristofferson, who passed away on September 28th. Of this year, Why Willie Were Away. And every year in June, we do a birthday tribute to Kris Kristofferson. And I thought it only fitting to finish off this show. If we're going to finish it with Willie, let's go to one of my favorite Willie Nelson albums, Willie Sings Kristofferson, released in 1979. It was Willie Nelson covering all songs written by Kris Kristofferson, one of his contemporaries, one of his friends, and fellow highwaymen in the future. So let's give you one of my favorite Kristofferson tunes, as done by Willie Nelson off that record. This is Willie. This is Why Me, Lord. Until next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord. What did I ever do that was worth loving you for the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I. If you think there's a way,
I can try to repay all I've taken from you. And maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself. All my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hands.